Now, 18 minutes past four, England's women may have lost the Ashes to Australia yesterday, but the series broke several ticket sales records and provided many moments of drama and entertainment that put women's cricket into the spotlight. Here in the county of Kent, two women involved in the game have recently broken new ground as cricket umpires. Mel Juniper and Tracy Murphy became the first female pairing to oversee a Kent Cricket League game when they officiated a fixture between Canterbury and Whitstable. I'm pleased to say Mel from Deal is with us now. Afternoon, Mel.
Good afternoon, Pat.
Let's get a bit of background to all this. How did you get into cricket umpiring?
My brother played cricket for many years. So growing up, I was around a cricket club, and that was Betsanger Cricket Club in Deal. And it just developed from there, really.
I mean, what did you enjoy most about it? What was it that kept your attention?
With cricket itself, it's a really good game. It's played by anyone, and it's just really enjoyable.
And you and Tracy became what, the first female pairing to umpire a Kent Cricket League game earlier this month, as we say. Did that feel like a significant moment to you?
In a way, yes, because obviously we were on my hometown, so it was a little bit more special for me. But being with Tracy as well, and we get on really well as friends off the field, makes it even better.
And because it was in your hometown, did you feel relaxed? Did you feel more comfortable?
It didn't feel any different, really, to be fair, to what we do most Saturdays or Sundays or even during the week, the cricket, really.
Oh. Do you ever feel your gender makes a difference when you're umpiring a men's cricket game or not?
Not really, no, because it's just mutual respect from my side and their side.
And you get that, do you?
We definitely do. Most teams are very welcoming, very supportive. They're always nice and polite and pleasant. So it just makes it even more enjoyable.
So you've never felt intimidated by players challenging maybe the decisions you've made on the cricket field?
Maybe when I first started, but definitely not now.
Now, we know there's a number of other female cricket umpires breaking new ground, including Sue Redfern. How inspiring is it, do you think, to women and girls to have role models in the game to look up to?
I think it's really important, and it's really encouraging to see others actually breaking new ground and developing their skills. So it is really encouraging, and it just makes it worthwhile for all of us.
Yeah, there must be a great sense of satisfaction for you, knowing that the next generation are coming on inspired by you.
It definitely does. It makes it so much more enjoyable and so much worth going out there and standing out there for so many hours.
Yeah, how many hours are... I mean, I know it varies, but you need decent legs, don't you?
I would say so, yeah. Some games can be 7 hours, otherwise you could be about 3 hours out there.
Yeah.
So quite a while.
I'm just thinking, if someone listening this afternoon thinks, yeah, I might like to give umpiring a try, what advice would you offer?
Definitely get involved if you definitely like cricket, because it's the best seat in the house. We have got a open day coming up, to be fair, in Kent, which they'd be welcome to register their interest on the Kent Cricket webpage, which will then bring up the event and you'll be able to register any information on that, which is the 30th of July.